I'm here with Justin Peters, who is editor of Columbia Journalism Review Online. He's been moderating a series of panels here at the International Journalism Festival called The News Frontier, which is also the name of a database which CJR is building of innovative news projects around the world. I think that's right. So I'm going to ask Justin just to say a bit about that project and why CJR is doing it and kind of what they hope to do with it, you know, when it's finished.
Yeah, sure. We came up with the idea around this time last year when we realized that we had a sense that there was a lot of news innovation occurring in the United States and beyond. And we all knew about the most prominent of those startups, the ProPublicas, the Global Posts, the ones where this, the founders are, you know, prominent journalists themselves with lots of contacts. But we knew relatively little about the smaller startups that may have been out there, the ones that didn't have the resources to actively promote themselves. And we thought that sort of a centralized database of all of the startups that were out there with some basic info on all of them, what they did, how many people worked there, their funding schemes, would be of tremendous value both to people looking to understand and write about the state of news innovation, and for people who are thinking of perhaps starting their own sites and could benefit from knowing more about what has happened before. So we procured some grant funding for this, which we always appreciate, and set about realizing what an impossible task we had set for ourselves. So what we did is we limited our scope to dealing with sites that primarily focus on original reporting, that have at least one person who is involved with the site full time, and that have an expectation of perhaps making the site a viable business, if it might not be viable just yet. So we devised a series of data points that we wanted to fit, and we hired a staff. We're very lucky that we're located at a university, so we got a lot of work-study students, you know, students who study at Columbia University, and the government pays them to work for the school. So instead of working at the fitness center, you know, they're helping us with this project. And, you know, we set them about just combing the world for startups and trying to report on what they found.
Great, okay. Well, thanks for saying all that. And just quickly, before we run out of time, do you know how many you have in the database at the moment and how many you expect to have when you finish?
We've been on it for about 6 months now. We've got slightly over 100 entries, and for each entry we've got a full set of data for each site and about 600 word write-up of each site, what they do, who is involved, what their plans are. Eventually we hope to have everything that exists, and that will certainly take us a span of years to complete. But I would hope by this time next year we'll have about 500 entries, and we won't have been just limiting ourselves to the United States anymore, but we'll cover stuff in Europe and the rest of the world.
Okay, and also just quickly, if people think that their startup or their innovation is viable for this database, what should they do?
Go to cjr.org/the-news-frontier-database. Separate each word with an underscore, and there's a survey that you can fill out with the name of your site, other basic identifying data. That comes to us, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Justin Peters.
Cheers. Thank you so much.